But the president's doing two things, I think. Not only reaching out to the middle class wallets on the idea that college should be more affordable. There will be 7 million new college students looking for loans this fall, or so we are told by the White House Domestic Policy Council. But he's also reaching out for the young vote, which may not be quite as energized as it was 4 years ago. And there are 8 million college-age kids who were not old enough to vote the last time around. The president's not only reaching them at three college campuses, Iowa State today, but last night on late-night comedy television. Maybe they aren't all up listening to us in the morning, but they're up late at night watching that television.
It's amazing how the president of the United States of America can become a very comfortable living room figure, as he has become in the cases of sitting in talk shows last night. In fact, Jimmy Fallon referred to him as the Preezy of the United Steezy. Things are a lot less formal these days, aren't they?
There are sometimes questions you can ask a president in that more informal setting, more so than you can ask in a formal press conference here at the White House. I'll give you an example. He's asked about the Secret Service scandal, and the president compliments the Secret Service and the job they do. He said they shouldn't let a couple of knuckleheads detract from that. Interesting that he is almost trying to de-escalate this whole episode by writing them off as knuckleheads. 2 weeks after the incident, the Secret Service has announced either the separation or the punishment for all 12 of those involved.
There was a little debate over the use of that word knuckleheads this morning in the newsroom. Some people thought maybe it was just a little too light.
Well, but that's why I say you can do that on late-night television. I don't know that he would come into the briefing room at a formal news conference and say that. But I think it also has the effect of kind of trying to downplay the whole episode and make it seem not quite so serious. I got to tell you, I think the president is sick and tired of this dominating White House coverage for 2 full weeks.
He is certainly very savvy when it comes to knowing the room he's working. And he made a kind of a Survivor reference last night when he was being asked about the Republicans and the GOP debates. He said, I'm going to wait until everybody's voted off the island. Once they narrow it down to one or two, I'll start paying attention.
He's used that a couple of times before. He considers himself, and he certainly did in the last campaign as well, to be kind of the cool, casual, very hip guy. But he's president now, so there is probably a line that he won't cross anymore as being too hip or too cool, or too detached for that matter. But you're right, the president likes to cater to this outside the mainstream news atmosphere. I think he thinks it helps him, particularly with younger voters.
We only have 30 seconds left, but what's on the president's plate today?
One more college rally at Iowa State. And then the president gets back here to Washington just in time to raise more money at a fundraiser.